KuCoin Pay teams with DCS Pay to push stablecoin spending. Into stores, KuCoin has struck a payments partnership with DCS Pay, the payments arm of DCS Group, to let people spend stablecoins directly at merchants through QR-based checkout. KuCoin announced the deal on its official account on August 12, 2026, framing it as a way to bring stablecoins into everyday scenarios like retail, dining, and cross-border commerce. The mechanism is scan and pay. A shopper opens KuCoin Pay, scans a merchant QR code, and settles in stablecoins, with conversion to local fiat handled on the merchant side. KuCoin says the integration supports 24/7 settlement and reaches merchants across more than 190 countries, tapping DCS Group's regulatory footprint, which the company describes as 50-plus years in payments. A second spending rail alongside the card KuCoin already issues the KuCard Visa debit product, which converts crypto to fiat over the Visa network when you tap or swipe. This partnership is a different rail. Instead of a card interchange flow, KuCoin Pay routes payment through a direct QR settlement with the merchant, closer to how Alipay or a bank QR transfer works in much of Asia. For users, that distinction matters in two ways. QR acceptance can reach small merchants who never installed a card terminal, which is common across parts of Southeast Asia, Africa, and Latin America. It also sidesteps the Visa and MasterCard network spread that sits on top of card transactions, though that does not make the payment free. Any stablecoin spending route still carries a conversion spread when the merchant receives local currency, and the exact markup here has not been published. The stablecoin at checkout race, KuCoin, is not moving in isolation. Card issuers and payment firms have spent 2026 wiring stablecoins closer to the point of sale, from MoneyGram's Solana on-ramp to MasterCard's acquisition of stablecoin infrastructure firm BVNK. QR-based merchant settlement is the version of that push, aimed at regions where cards never dominated. The reach claim of 190-plus countries describes DCS Pay's merchant and settlement network, not a promise that every KuCoin user in those markets can transact today. Local availability still depends on KuCoin's own regional access and licensing, which varies widely. Users in restricted markets should not read the headline number as personal eligibility, the detail still missing before launch. The announcement is a partnership, not a live feature rollout with dates. KuCoin has not published a launch timeline, a list of supported stablecoins, per transaction limits, or the fee taken on fiat conversion. Those details decide whether QR spending beats simply using the KuCard for a given purchase. If you hold funds on KuCoin, the practical takeaway is that a merchant QR option is coming that could be cheaper than card rails for in-person and cross-border spend, especially where QR payment is already the norm. Until the fee schedule is public, treat it as an added option rather than a clear upgrade over the existing card.